We're going to tell you a story. Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. Today we have a story about a little boy named Bobby. Bobby is an 8-year-old boy. Bobby lives with his parents and his older brother. Bobby's brother is named Craig. Bobby's parents both work. His mother is named Kathy. His father is named Robert. Robert works as a manager in a hardware store. He works long hours, and sometimes he works on weekends. Bobby's mother, Kathy, is a lawyer. She used to work long hours too, but in recent years she's worked a lot from home. She has an office in the home, and she works a lot from home. Kathy sometimes has to go to meetings if the boys are home from school, and Kathy has to go to the office, then Kathy's mother comes to watch the boys. Sometimes Kathy's mother is not available, and then they ask a teenage girl down the street to come watch the boys. Renee is this babysitter. Now, Bobby doesn't like the word babysitter. He protests that he's not a baby. He's a big boy. He's 8 years old. He doesn't need a babysitter. No. Bobby's mother explains that the word babysitter just means someone who watches young children, and that it doesn't mean babies. It's just a word for someone who provides childcare. Bobby was unmoved by this explanation. Bobby simply doesn't like the word babysitter. Bobby does like his brother, Craig. Craig is 11 years old, and he just joined the Scouts. He is a Boy Scout. It was only a couple of weeks ago when he got his uniform, and he and his mother put it together. She had to sew patches onto his uniform. Bobby would like to be a Boy Scout, but since he is only 8 years old, he's not old enough yet. He often thinks about what it will be like when he is old enough to be a Boy Scout. He dreams about going on camping trips and roasting marshmallows around a campfire and singing songs. Bobby wants a knife. He wants a Boy Scout knife. Bobby also wants a dog. But at the moment, he wants a knife. Now, Bobby and his older brother, Craig, get along very well. Craig teaches Bobby new things and helps him learn how to do things. They're brothers, but they're also good friends. They often talk about what it would be like to have a dog. Sometimes at the dinner table, the topic would come up. Bobby or Craig might tell the parents that they would really like a dog. Initially, the response to asking for a dog was, "We'll see. We will see." Not much of a response. Over time, "we'll see" changed to "someday." And then with time, they heard the word "soon." Well, this was magical. They started to realize that someday, maybe fairly soon, they might get a dog. Very exciting. So what happened? One day, Bobby was visiting a friend's house after school, but Craig was at home. His mother was also at home, and she came into his room and said, "Craig, let's go to the animal shelter. I think it's time that we get a dog." Craig was astonished. He was quick to his feet, and they left in the car. They drove to the animal shelter. As they were going there in the car, Craig's mother explained that the dogs and cats at the animal shelter need new homes. She explained that they would see a lot of dogs, and it might be tempting to bring all of them home. But their home isn't big enough for all of them. So they need to pick a dog to adopt. And they want a dog that will live well with them in their small house and their small yard. Craig asked a couple of questions, and she answered thoughtfully. She explained that as we look at these dogs, we want a dog that looks healthy and alert, but not too aggressive, not too withdrawn. We want a dog with ears that are alert, with eyes that are alert, a dog that seems interested but not aggressive. They had a good discussion on the way to the animal shelter. When they arrived there, they met the staff, and Kathy explained what they wanted. The volunteer at the animal shelter was happy to show them some dogs. There were lots of dogs. And they looked carefully at these dogs. Some were sleeping. Others were jumping and barking. Some looked scared. Others looked skinny. Several had very gray whiskers, suggesting that they were relatively older. They looked and looked. Each dog seemed very interesting to Craig. He had trouble choosing. And then he saw one. And he said, "Look, mother, look. He's smiling and he's wagging his tail." She said, "Yes, I saw that one. He's beautiful." Craig's mother asked, "Do you think we should choose that one?" He said, "Yes." She summoned the volunteer and asked about that dog. She asked, "What about that one over there?" The volunteer said, "Oh, the shepherd. Yes, he's a fine dog." "Is there any problem with that dog? Does he bite? Or is there anything that you know about him that would not be good for us?" "Oh no, you would love that dog. He's a fine dog. You couldn't do better." "I think we'll take him," she said. There was some paperwork, and soon they had their new dog on a leash, and they led the dog out to the car. They opened the door, and the dog jumped into the car enthusiastically. The dog seemed very happy to get in that car. They drove home with their new dog. Craig says, "What's his name?" Mother said, "He has no name. We have to give him a name. What name should we pick?" "Well, we'll be home soon, and I think the family should name our new dog." Dog names tend to be short. There's some names that we give to people that we don't tend to give to dogs. She explained that it is unusual to have a dog named John. She said you should think of a name that you can call that's easy to say. She gave some examples: Rover, Fido, Max, Fritz. A relatively short name that you wouldn't mind calling the dog with. Think about some names. When we get home, we'll discuss it as a family. So today you met the family, and Bobby and his family adopted a dog. They've just arrived home. In our next episode, we'll discuss how the family reacted to the new dog and how the new dog reacted to the family. We will also discuss how they chose his name and how they taught him his name. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. This is a series about Bobby, his family, and now his dog. I hope you join us in future videos to learn more about Bobby and his family.